Saul was a great soldier. Sure, he always spoke his mind, and it often got him in trouble. If he'd held his tongue, he would have outranked me by now. He came to our unit with the rank of specialist from Mountain Division. I guess he got tired of the cold weather. We served overseas together, and when we got back, he transferred to our unit. And he said something about the California girls calling to him.
Still no answer.
Well, the rest may be stuck in traffic trying to get here.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Let's just wait till they get here.
Lieutenant, you think we can get into the arms room and at least get a few rifles in case something happens?
We can't.
Why not?
Look, I have the key to the door, but the commander has the combo for the alarms and the key for the arms racks. You know, we'll just wait for the commander. He will know what to do.
That one was close.
The way I see it, it's better safe than sorry. I say we open the door, clip the locks, and to hell with the alarm.
I'll get the bolt cutters from the cage.
Wait, I didn't say we were gonna...
Look, sir, all due respect, but my instincts are a lot more field-tested than your month out of officer candidate school. I'm trying to help you out, and you're not playing ball.
You're acting completely drastic. What you're asking me to do could really get us into trouble. You act as if we're at war.
Yeah, do you hear that out there? That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
Got him. You ready?
Yeah, come on, let's open her up.
You don't want to wait like 5 more minutes? The commander could just be around the corner.
I don't want to wait for that ass.
Listen, there's no point in arguing now. Saul, clip the locks on cages 12 and 14. Hurry.
Now you're nervous all of a sudden?
I just have a feeling is all.
That we're in deep shit? I could have told you that.
How long till the alarm goes off?
2 minutes, more or less.
Got it.
Good, I'll grab your rifle. Just get 14 open.
My rifle's number 17.
When was the last time you oiled this thing?
Just give it to me.
14's open.
Load up 2 magazines.
That's it?
Yeah, we'll come back. I don't want to be here and loading magazines if or when someone responds to the alarm.
Now you're worried.
Head outside. Don't chamber around unless I say so.
Got it, Sarge.
How long did you say it had? We stood there watching the gate, waiting for someone to show up. After a minute or so, I started to think of what the consequences were for my actions. Did I jump the gun on this one? Would I get punished? Well, my thoughts of guilt and plea bargaining stopped once I heard the rumbling.
You hear that?
How can you hear anything over that alarm?
Shh, it's getting closer.
Come on, stop pulling. Guys?
They're coming!
Shoot the ones dragging down the barbed wire!
I'm trying, damn it!
Wait!
There's too many!
They're on fire!
It's just not stopping!
Michael, aim for
the
head!
Somebody!
Come on, Angel, what the hell are you doing?
It's jammed!
Yeah, no shit.
They're over the fence.
Is that the...
Get inside.
Where?
The vault. Move it.
Saul, what did you do?
Saul, help him to the door.
We gotta go! Guys!
Angel, give me your rifle. Let go, just let go of it. I'm gonna fix it, alright?
Alright.
Hey, look at me. I want you to take a deep breath and have a seat.
How the hell are there so many? So fast.
Those are what you saw on the freeway?
Yeah, but there were only like 7 of them. That was like 100. How the hell are we going to get out of here?
Take it easy, Saul. There's no need to get worked up.
What do you mean, no need? What are we going to do? Oh, shit. I got to call my girl. Tell her that...
I'm surprised it's even working in here. Here, let me try.
The lines are flooded right now. Why don't you just take a seat and have a breather?
Hey, I knew getting into the vault was a mistake. You wouldn't listen. I'm the officer here.
Fuck you, sir. Okay, if Michael hadn't, you wouldn't be here right now. I'd love to see you try and open the door while those things are chasing you down. I saw how fast you were with your rifle. You about shit your pants.
Don't you get it? They came because we opened it. They heard the alarm.
We don't know that for sure. Maybe they just followed the road or maybe...
Think about it. You said they attacked the guy in the car behind you because he was honking. They must be attracted to loud sound.
So, you can understand them all of a sudden, huh? Well, maybe now you can step outside, you know, talk to them, and sort some of this shit out. Maybe you can just shut up.
It's enough, Saul. He's right.
He's what?
No, it makes perfect sense. Why else would they come in here in such numbers and directly here? I caused them to come.